on this day when we celebrate Jesus' ascension, that is to say, his vindication and enthronement by God as Lord of all of history and all the cosmos, part of me has been focusing on the members of the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS. This may sound very strange to you, but let me explain. The phenomenon of ISIS is a terribly scary and yet fascinating one. Black is their flag's color, violence is their creed, and death is their product. The recruitment of young men and women into ISIS is a very troubling feature of our world these days. Apparently, you don't have to be a dyed-in-the-wool Islamic extremist lusting for violent jihad to be attracted to this organization. You only have to be a young man or woman terribly adrift in life with a storm of resentments and grievances, real and imagined, swirling around in your psyche. Imagine yourself a loser. Imagine that for a moment. Becoming fascinated with an organization that looks disciplined, seems successful, grabs people's attention around the world by savvy social media, and is clearly intent on forming a transnational state, make it made up of people like yourself. Why, this would be like sugared water to hummingbirds. Add to the mix the horrific frisson of wanton destruction and publicized violence, and like the Japanese prison camp commandant called the Bird in the film Unbroken, you have the perverse combination of targeted savagery and sexual release. The Jesus whom God vindicated and empowered as Lord of all lived life in a way starkly contrasting with the members of ISIS. Jesus' story is the story of someone who lived a life completely unframed by death and the fear of death. This happened to him by God's grace and God's gift. It's the story of someone who had to deal intimately with people who were living lives framed by death and the fear of death. But that was not Jesus' story. He acted and suffered as one who, while mortal, did not live life as though death was going to be a dead end, the utter wasting of all that he cherished. Death for Jesus was not the worst possible thing that could happen to him. No, Jesus himself lived out of the joyous infinity of the Father's life. He lived a life in deepest imitation of the Father's effervescent life. And he lived under the sway of the sheer plenitude of life and love that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's deep reaches of gracious energy guided and inspired and empowered him in every aspect of his life. Death as dead end, as futility, was foreign to Jesus. It was alien to his imagination, to his awareness, and to his heart, where he made his deepest decisions. Jesus was truly free. Death as dead end, as futility, as the final wasting of the human could not hold him, could not have its way with him. Oh yes, he really died. He died the death that has to happen when people weaken you by viciously torturing you and then nail you on a cross by your ankles and your wrists so that you are slowly asphyxiated. But his death, because of who he was, because of the matrix of relationships he gratefully lived out of, the Father, the Spirit, and the human beings who loved him during his life, his death was passage to greater life. That's what death is. If you live life authentically, live your life as received completely as gift from the one who can be trusted unconditionally. So the ascension we celebrate today is not about Jesus going from here to there. That's a dated cosmology. It's about Jesus living life so fully, so gratefully, that when he died, the Father and the Holy Spirit transformed his death into a passageway. A passageway to the future to which God was drawing him all through his life and is drawing us as well. For God is our future. God is our total, absolute future. The future that itself has no future, has no further context, but is the infinite fullness towards which, towards whom, we are being lured every moment of our existence as to our final and ultimate goal. This feast, this solemnity today, is meant to remind us, in a world of traffic, of tragic accidents, of train wrecks, of earthquakes and floods, of terrorism and wanted violence, and human greed and corruption and dishonesty, that God is deploying all God's resources to lure all and each of us out of our old story. God is luring us out of the story that is ruled by death as dead end, ruled by the servile fear of death, into a new story, a new identity, as a new people, transformed bit by bit by our trust in and reliance on the infinitely effervescent life of God and of the risen Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. We are being lured to live lives beyond the fear of death, to live lives that can venture love with a bit more daring and imaginativeness and courage, because they are lives being shaped in prayer and discipleship by the crucified and risen and ascended one who has gone before us and open up the path for us while giving us a full share in his life-shaping Holy Spirit. As we continue our Eucharist on this commencement weekend, let's pray that the newly minted graduates resist succumbing to the old story, the story ruled by the fear of death. Let us pray that as they commence the next phase of their journey, they may live lives more and more suffused with the new story of hope and courage into which the risen and ascended Jesus constantly invites them and us. One final take-home suggestion for you. Your parishioners in a Jesuit parish, so I assume that you are familiar with the Ignatian examination of consciousness. I suggest that this coming week, at the end of your day, each day, ask the risen Jesus to help you notice times when you were tempted during that day to act out of fear of dying a little death, some kind of little death. Maybe when someone made a request that would inconvenience you, and maybe when you wanted to say something to make yourself look good and someone else look a bit bad. There are all kinds of possibilities. Just notice some of those times, I suggest, at the end of your day, and whenever you do your examine, and then speak with the risen Jesus about them. That would be a way, this coming week, in the octave, as it were, to celebrate the ascension of our Lord. Thank you.